The founder of WikiLeaks appeared in court today in London. Julian Assange faced his first day of an extradition hearing. Washington wants Assange to stand trial in the U.S. They argue that he violated the Espionage Act by obtaining and publishing secret military and diplomatic documents. From London, the world's Orla Barry has more.
Supporters of Julian Assange made themselves heard outside of Woolwich Crown Court in rainy London. Inside the building, lawyers acting for the US government opened their case in favour of extraditing the founder of WikiLeaks. Chants from the protesters could be heard throughout the proceedings. The courthouse is right next to Belmarsh Prison. The high security facility is where Assange has been held for the last 10 months. His father, John Shipton, attended today's hearing. I spoke with him over the weekend and asked about his son's health.
Well, as you would expect, after 10 years of psychological torture, of abrogation of human rights, of the Crown Prosecuting Service, not that well.
Julian Assange was arrested in London last April. He'd been living in the Ecuadorian embassy here for 7 years. He sought asylum in Ecuador to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faced allegations of sexual assault. Assange has always denied those allegations, and that investigation has since been dropped. Last year, Ecuador revoked his asylum status, and cameras rolled when a heavily bearded and somewhat dazed-looking Assange was hauled out of the embassy by British police. He could be heard shouting, "UK must resist." At the time of his arrest, Assange was charged with skipping bail here in the UK. On the very same day, the US issued an extradition warrant, and Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, said she was not one bit surprised.
Mr. Assange was arrested this morning at about 10 o'clock at the Ecuadorian embassy by British police. We've today received a warrant and a provisional extradition request from the United States, alleging that he has conspired with Chelsea Manning in relation to the materials that were published by WikiLeaks in 2010.
Chelsea Manning is the US intelligence analyst who was arrested for providing a massive trove of confidential documents and videos to WikiLeaks. The documents related to US military activity in Iraq and Afghanistan. Initially, the US accused Assange of conspiring to hack into a Pentagon computer network. Then later last year, 17 new charges against him were filed for violating the Espionage Act. To some, Assange is a campaigner for truth. Here's fashion designer Vivian Westwood speaking at a protest march for Assange in London last weekend.
Julian is a victim of illegal abuse sanctioned by government. It is not a crime to publish American war crimes. It is in the public interest.
To others, though, Assange is a publicity seeker who's recklessly released classified information. His personality divides even his supporters. British journalist Roy Greenslade met Assange at a university lecture he was giving.
He came in surrounded by a group of people, looked like a king entering his court. I thought it was a bit of grandstanding. But the interesting thing about that was when he actually spoke, what he said was so interesting and so important that the substance overcame the style.
But in court today, lawyers for the US government described Assange as a dangerous man. They say WikiLeaks put the lives of dissidents and US partners in Afghanistan and Iraq at risk. They also argued that specific sources named in classified US documents that were released by WikiLeaks have since disappeared. Lawmakers from 12 European countries were in the courtroom listening today. So too were representatives of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange himself. I asked his father, John Shipton, what impact he thinks extradition to the US would have on his son.
It'll be catastrophic. A tragedy for Julian, a tragedy for his family, and a catastrophe for free speech, free association, a disaster.
The hearing is divided into two separate parts. Legal arguments will be heard this week, then 3 weeks of witness testimony are scheduled for the middle of May. But activist Lindsay German says the case is likely to go on for far longer.
It's got a long, long way to go. And there will be appeals, I'm sure, whatever the decisions there are. So this is, we've got quite a long process. I'm not being complacent about it.
Assange, who's 48 years old now, is facing charges that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.